After years of debate, the historic Sherman's Amusement Park on the shores of Caroga Lake in Fulton County is now officially in the hands of the Caroga Arts Collective. For the past several years, the group, known for its summer music series, has been a growing presence in town. Sherman's has remained mostly shuttered for years. To learn more about the group's plans for the property in the Southern Adirondacks, I spoke with Caroga Arts Collective Artistic and Executive Director Kyle Price.
We're looking, you know, with the Capital Construction Task Force to evaluate the property now that we own it and answer some questions that have been on the table, I think, for the town for quite some time and for the community to know more about Sherman's. What makes Sherman's, I think, really special is going to be kind of renovating it, especially in the bumper car pavilion, turning it into a world-class performance venue, which will then give us the opportunity to bring in larger groups that do all sorts of genres, pop groups, orchestras, and also, you know, looking at the main building and the carousel, being able to kind of amplify their purpose and be able to use indoor space. And also, you know, just opening the carousel again would be a great opportunity to, you know, celebrate something that's been around in the community for quite some time, but hasn't been able to be used in maybe a decade or so.
I understand that there are some restrictions that were put in place by the previous landowner, George Abdella. He's going to retain control of the beach on Caroga Lake, the carousel, and the Ferris wheel. How do those restrictions shape the project looking forward?
Yes, so George Abdella, the donor that granted us the property, did retain ownership of those three locations, but he is super supportive of our group, and so is his family, and has been, and they want nothing more than us to utilize those spaces to our advantage. And I think George even has plans to renovate parts of the carousel, and has given us free rein to really use the space. So there's a really great relationship there, and it provides us with a lot of opportunities still.
And when can we expect some work to begin on making improvements at the park?
So this summer, you'll see similar things to what you've seen in past when it comes to a farmer's market and the Sherman's Revival series, which has featured really amazing artists from the area and also from abroad. And so, you know, you'll see a lot of engagement there. You'll see some minimal upkeep and improvements on the property, especially when it comes to general grounds maintenance, and also looking at doing some slight maintenance on some of the buildings to make it more operational. So that's the short term. In the long term, we're looking more immediately at this performance venue option where the bumper cart pavilion currently is. And we were actually given a $125,000 matching grant from an anonymous donor who, you know, has expressed interest in us renovating this space to make it into a large-scale performance venue. So that's where our main focus is for the next couple of years, and then visualizing the space altogether with a master plan to make it a really viable spot that, you know, rivals with the great performing arts centers across the country.